Welcome to the Novel Hand Podcast. Today is Monday, October 19th, and I'm your host, Alexa. Today I'm sharing my conversation with Erica Rodriguez, the founder and owner of Naughty Marketing. This marketing company supports sustainable and eco-conscious brands and helps them to share their stories with consumers. Enjoy listening to my conversation with Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
It's great to have you. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. So my first question was, you know, on your website, you describe Naughty Marketing as an eco-conscious digital marketing agency that works with mission-driven companies, social impact organizations, and ecopreneurs to create impactful content, partnerships, and campaigns that engage with the sustainable consumers of today. And so I'm really excited to hear more about how you're empowering mission-driven business. But first, I want to hear a little bit about your story. So tell me how you first got into marketing.
Yeah, thank you for just inviting me to this podcast. I really appreciate it. So with marketing, I always knew that I wanted to get into business as I was born in the restaurant industry. So my parents had restaurants, you know, right when I was born. And I started my first business actually just like selling keychains at the restaurant and just selling to customers. And that was when I was, I want to say like 6 years old. And okay. Then fast forward to college, I just knew that I wanted to study business. And it really just, you know, became very clear to me that with marketing, when I was studying abroad in Sydney, I had one professor that just made it super clear for me that, you know, with marketing, it's just, it's not an add-on to a business plan or anything that you add on last. And, you know, most people, when they actually have to do budget cuts or anything, they, you know, cut the marketing budget. It's more built within the entire business plan of how to communicate your offerings, not just the product or service, but also your mission of the business, your vision, your core values, and your social impact to your customers, your clients and partners, and just like the general public. And that's what really just sparked me into what marketing is. And I knew that from there, I just wanted to be a marketer.
Cool. Yeah, no, we're definitely seeing more of, you know, social impact in marketing. So I'm excited to hear more about how you're involved in that. And then what was your inspiration to start Naughty Marketing specifically? And what has that process been like of starting your own business?
Yeah, so the big push for me this year when I started was that I was actually laid off before the pandemic in late February. So like right before everything. Right before everything. And it was just, it was just a overwhelming kind of like crazy experience. Like I've just never been laid off before. And you know, thankfully with my career so far, it's just like, it never happened to me, but that was just like the very big push that I needed. Fortunately, I did have one client already because I was freelancing on the side, and I just really looked and, you know, when I was also interviewing for different jobs and, you know, full-time jobs, and I love, my home is in San Diego, so I knew that was also important for me as well because I didn't want to move. Really focusing on a business that I really truly believed in the mission, like I did with my former company. And it was, you know, that my work, it's not just, you know, the 9-to-5 job. For me, it's like my work is, I take pride in everything that I do. And I really needed to feel that again with a company and how, again, like how I just really was devoted to that mission. I really truly believed in that company. And I just didn't find it in that short time when I was searching for, and with the client I already had, it kind of just was a light, like, I want to say just like a light, you know, shining through the tunnel, that it, for me, it was just kind of like, if I get a few more clients, then maybe I could start something. And then I really just started focusing on what kind of clients I want to serve. What will, you know, if I wake up every morning, like, what's the clients that I want, you know, to market. And that's when I just became so focused on Naughty Marketing and starting my own eco-conscious digital marketing agency, in really honing into those companies that have a social cause, that are mission-driven, and just started working from there and getting my product offerings and a lot of, you know, late nights and quarantine emotions and everything. It was a huge roller coaster, but I'm just super happy of like what I've accomplished. And I was able to get my business up within 2 months from being laid off. And just being able to adapt to the new environment of COVID-19 as well, because, you know, I started my business in May, but when I was thinking about it, it was in April, that I just had to start, you know, connecting with people on Instagram and emailing and cold calling and, you know, just staying from home, which, and kind of like how I met you, just going through like community groups and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fortunate now to have 6 clients that are, you know, ongoing. And then I have, you know, a few projects every single month. And looking back in the last 7 months, just been kind of, I'm very just fortunate because it definitely could have gone another way.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that your business was, you know, born out of this difficult time, but that you just had to innovate and that you've been able to start something new, even in the midst of all that's going on in the world. You talked a little bit about your clients, and that's something I wanted to hear more about. I love the word ecopreneur. What, to you, what does it mean to be an ecopreneur?
Yeah, and I was really excited. Just when I was researching and everything, like I didn't know too much about all these like keywords and everything. And I just found this, this word ecopreneur that really identified, you know, with me and what I wanted, what clients I wanted to serve. And for, you know, I feel like there's not, a very basic definition of ecopreneur. It's just, it's an entrepreneur, that is committed to environment and sustainability. And I feel like that could be, you know, classed and seen in lots of different ways, from, you know, someone selling environmentally friendly products or services, to having, you know, eco business practices within their business model, or supporting environmental causes if they're, you know, donating to different charities or anything like that, or being you know, carbon neutral with their company. Sure. Any eco conscious efforts within their business is what I call an ecopreneur.
Cool. Yeah. Tell me a little bit, when we talk about marketing and sustainable brands, I'm wondering, how does marketing for a sustainable and ethical brand, you know, an ecopreneur, how does that look different than marketing for, you know, just a regular, you know, company? Are there major differences in how mission-driven brands should market their products?
Yeah. So I came from a different lens from other marketers, I say, just because, you know, it comes back to kind of like my story and how I became very like sustainable. Mm-hmm. And really quick, it was, you know, in 2012 where I experienced firsthand, you know, a Category 4 tropical cyclone when I was in Fiji. And that really just kind of, that near death experience made me realize that the climate was changing. And natural disasters were even, you know, were becoming more powerful. And, you know, we've seen that so much with the wildfires in California, even with the fires, you know, in Australia that were in January, all of, you know, the hurricanes and everything happening now. And for me, it was just looking into these brands and these companies that are, you know, standing for something. Bless you. That are standing for something, and, you know, they are using their business as a platform to make a positive impact in the world. And so I learned that, you know, in college, and I was very thankful for that, of, you know, just being with a university that also, you know, was trying to make a positive impact. And then just, you know, from my few different companies that I was working with, for a travel agency, with a car sharing and a ride sharing company that were really trying to change the just the way of thinking about, you know, car ownership in general. Hmm. And trying to make more of a positive impact in the world. I came from that marketing lens of, you know, they were very rooted in their mission and in their vision. compared to what you said, maybe it was a regular company that's just kind of like profits, profits, profits.
Yeah.
I came at it at more of like, this is our mission. This is what we serve as like for our customers, and really trying to think like, how are we making an impact in their life, and how are we making an impact on the planet? So really putting people in our planet prior, like just way before profit.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's the major difference in how mission-driven brands market their products and think about business.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we're seeing that consumers do really value that, and they value companies that are putting that mission first and that care about people and the planet. Definitely. What, considering sort of the rise of, you know, that more conscious consumerism over maybe, you know, the past decade, what do you think that consumers are really looking for in terms of sustainable and eco-friendly brands?
Yeah, I think you also said it right now as well. I just think that they look past, you know, the label, past the actual business now, and they really look into like, what is that business, you know, stand for? What is, you know, their social cause? I feel like a lot more companies and businesses, you know, thankfully do are looking into, you know, donating or trying to be more sustainable. And with conscious consumers right now, they're willing to pay for that. They're looking for brands that, you know, are making an impact. And I think that's just being more prominent within 2020 with everything that's been happening.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. No, it's definitely put sort of a greater lens on how do these companies actually impact the environment and impact people. Tell me about a few of the brands that you work with. How do you help them better engage with their consumers and with their customers? And how do you help them share that mission with consumers?
Yeah, so a few of my clients, one is Lactic Cups, which are a reusable breast milk collection cup and we just actually had a recent campaign, which was in August, where we celebrated World Breastfeeding Awareness Month. And we did a full lineup, everything virtual, of course, of free educational events and giveaways that were breastfeeding essential giveaways for the breastfeeding community. And so they have a large following on Instagram and Facebook as well. And so we took those platforms, and the founder, Diana, just ended up doing 12 live IG events specifically tailored to her audience. And she was able to ask live questions to lactation consultants, OBGYN, certified breastfeeding specialists, registered dietitians, nurse practitioners, and more, that all of her audience, you know, could ask live questions. And it was really important because of, you know, the pandemic and everything, just reading all the comments and what people were saying through the month-long educational series, it was just, you know, that during the pandemic, they couldn't go to the doctor, they were scared to go to the doctors, and really sure. trying to get their questions answered. And so for me, it was just what she created with that month, and she's continuing on these educational interviews with people. But it was just, you know, what her community needed, and it wasn't her just, you know, selling the collection, her breast milk, like her actual product. It was more of the mission of really educating her community that she's trying to support and using her platform for good. And so we kind of took that campaign, that month-long campaign, and really kickstarted her educational series for her community.
That's so cool to hear about a brand that's putting, you know, education sort of at the forefront of their brand, and making that a part of what they do beyond just offering a product, but also making you know, health education and awareness of some really important topics as one of their priorities. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I would say that another one of my clients too is Bee Leaf Green. And she's amazing. She is who she sells unique personalized reusable straw sets. And when I was talking to her, I know that there, you know, of course there's a lot of different straws companies out there. But she's really trying to hone in on like how to get people to actually use reusable straws. And for her, it was more of like trying to fill in that gap of like, she knows that her customers are trying to, you know, be low waste and try not to use plastic straws. But at times when you're at a restaurant or you're, you know, out, not, you know, at home, you tend to forget your straw. And so what she, her product was that the straw comes in like a case that you can clip onto your keychain, to your backpack, to anything like that, and really trying to be there when her customers are trying to be low waste. And so that is her product. And so I help her with content creation and management and trying to get her onto, you know, social media and trying to partner with different companies for giveaways and trying to make it fun and engaging product that people should know about.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely found with my reusable straw that it's definitely helpful to have a container so that I can actually bring it with me and have it, you know, in my bag or whatever. So I actually end up using it instead of a single use straw. So that is an awesome product. Are there any other brands that Novel Hand podcast listeners should be looking out for?
Yeah. So I guess a little sneak peek. I actually do have one client and it is up and coming. So it's the Yugen Earthside and it's the sustainable travel platform, and that's going to be launching soon. So with the Yugen Earthside, you'll be able to find trips that are environmentally friendly, and a portion of the profits will be donated to local sustainable tourism projects that, you know, different countries that they operate in. And in addition, the site will have a blog that's related to trips and everything sustainable travel. And then they are planning to add a shop that has zero waste travel products. So pretty much anything, like it's your go-to shop for anything sustainable travel. And so that's one of my clients and should be launching soon. So right now people can follow them on social media or join their email list and get updates to the launch. So that's definitely up and coming.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so exciting. I think we're all looking forward to traveling hopefully again soon, but doing so in a way that's conscious of the environment and of local communities.
Exactly. And I think just like with my platform and just like my goal for my business and everything with Nandi Marketing, it's definitely just, you know, being very purposeful in choosing, you know, the people that my clients that I want to work with that use their business for good. And it's also, you know, about building and empowering a community that inspires, you know, just sustainable action. It doesn't have to be, you know, big things. Everyone can just do small actions, like with traveling, just, you know, instead of, you know, there's different travel activities that people do, like ride the elephant stuff. And it's more of just like, why not just, how about, you know, just go for a walking tour and, you know, support those environments that way. So it's just kind of small actions that you can take every single day or even at home, you know, that we're all working from home. It's just, you know, instead of trying to think of like a couple right now, you know, instead of using your car, you can obviously go on a bike ride or, you know, go walking or try doing, you know, things that are, you know, give out less carbon emissions.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then my last question was, do you consider yourself to be an activist?
That one, yeah, that's a hard question. I think if you definitely asked me at the beginning of the year, I probably would have said no. But now that I've started my business and I've, you know, educated myself just with everything that's going on right now and how, you know, with the climate change and everything, I see how businesses can put people and planet, you know, before profit. And it's not only encouraged, like I don't only encourage others to do the same, but for me, I lead by example. So with my business, I try to explain to my audience and everything that my business, you know, I try to make a positive impact on the planet. And with that, I purposely choose vendors who prioritize people and planet over profits. And I really take the time to scan, you know, for my vendors, and I highlight the ones that I use on my website. You can see with the products and services. And I really want to work for clients that, you know, are mission driven. So I think I lead by example, I would say.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's so important. And you're empowering brands that are making an impact and that are taking a stance on these important issues and that are mission driven. That's awesome. Erica, it's been great to get to talk to you and learn about Naughty Marketing. And I'm so excited for our listeners to get to hear a little bit about, how you are creating impact by empowering these brands.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me onto this podcast.